Dolphin Maniacs! What's poppin'? How you doing? You should be doing good. Everything's doing good. Except for my voice, as you can probably tell. But today, I'm gonna be telling you the story of three friends who went to one crazy island. Ralph, Mark, and Jim, you know, in their 20s, right out of college, they bought their own island in Fiji. Why not? It was only $5. Good deal, or something wrong with the island? Only one way to find out. So the guys decided they were going to go down there, you know? So they checked the weather in Fiji. Wasn't supposed to rain. I mean, you can never know down there. Then they looked up the island beforehand. Looks pretty nice, you know? Typical Survivor Island, since they're always in Fiji. Oh, yeah. Remember to watch Survivor every Wednesday at 8 on CBS. So, the guys, they're fit. They can cut down some trees, make themselves a shelter. So, they decided, let's go. I'm back, and now I'm going to be telling you the story. I like that sound effect. Made it with my mouth. Pretty cool. So, once the boys got to the island, they found nothing wrong with it, and so built a shelter. No problem, easy peasy. Once they built a shelter, they knew they needed food, water, and a fire, so they split up. Mark and Jim went into the forest to look for water, while Ralph went to get firewood. When Mark and Jim were gone, they saw something that could pose a serious threat. After about a half an hour, they got back and told Ralph a monsoon was coming. For those of you that don't know what a monsoon is, it's basically a hurricane. Why do they call it a different name? I do not know, but look it up, kids. But anyway, the guys prepared for the monsoon, but it was not enough. After an hour, they noticed the flooding coming up pretty quick. They decided they would have to go up to the forest. Once they got pretty deep into the forest, they noticed a cave. And, well, that sheltered from the rain, so only common sense to go in there. They knew they would need to make a fire if they wanted to go in there. But, only one problem. Jim forgot the matches. Well, at that point, Ralph kind of hit his breaking point. He was going on and on about how they'd never get out without a fire and all this, yada, yada, yada. But old Jimmy says, you know, I'll just go back and get the matches. Turned out to be a pretty dumb idea. After about 2 hours, Ralph and Mark kind of got worried about Jim because, well, he's been gone a while. So, they went back to the water, and what did they see floating? Good old Jimbo in his lime green shirt. So, luckily, the water went back out, so they could get to the boat, and then they drove right down to Jim and got him back and decided to never come to the island again. And remember to play HQ Trivia. Ralph, Mark, and Jim. You know, they're kind of like the JTP on the Goldbergs, for any of you who watch that show. You got Ralph, your hothead, who gets mad at everything, kind of like Barry. You got Jim, who defuses the situation, kind of like chill Matt Bradley. And you got Mark, who's kind of like Jeff Schwartz. Never gets in the middle of anything. Just kind of there. Also, you guys should know, Jim has always been known as Klutz. Forgets everything. What can you say? Well, I know what I can say. Goodbye. I'm out of here. Hope you like that. Now you know the story of the crazy island. Goodbye. What's up, guys? It's Finn here. Today I'm going to be touching up on some NBA free agents and possibly the Women's World Cup.